Welcome back inside our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Johnny came back with you. Joining me now is the head coach of the Horton girls, Zach Nelson. Horton coming off a solid victory there on Tuesday night. Horton with a 44-33 win at McLouth. So, coach, a really good win there to coming out of the holiday break. I know obviously it was kind of probably a slow start for your girls, but they turned it on and ultimately win by 11. So what did you see overall on Tuesday?
Yeah, like I said, we did come out a little slow, a little sluggish. We didn't have any points in the first quarter. We were kind of flat as far as offensively goes. And then second quarter, our defense turned up a little bit, and we started getting some steals and then led to, you know, transition points. And then that just kind of fed offensively for us in the second and third quarter. I was pretty happy with our defense as far as the way we kind of turned it up a little bit there at the end. But fourth quarter, we kind of had a little lull. We were up, I think, 14 at one point, and then they got it within seven, and that's what the final, we ended up beating them by seven. But, yeah, they didn't quit. Klaus is a pretty scrappy team, no quit in their team, and they gave us a pretty good test there in the fourth quarter.
And ultimately, you had a couple girls step up, have a couple of big games. One of those, Malia Soto, 23 points for her. Obviously, she's the big returner for your girls. But you've had a couple other girls step up, especially here on Tuesday night. What have you seen from some of the other girls stepping up?
Piper Shartier, she's been kind of our ball handler a little bit. She's kind of taken that lead on, letting Malia kind of work off the ball. I happen to be just a primary ball handler. She can use her athleticism, get to the rim, you know, catch and shoot type of stuff. And then Piper just kind of running on our offense the way we need to, and getting girls in the right spot. She ended up putting up seven as well last night. So her stepping up right there, and her defense too is really impressive, getting deflections, leading to fast breaks, getting steals, and those type of things. It's been good to see the growth from our younger girls, for sure.
Now you look ahead here to Friday, you'll have Moramouth Academy coming to town. Moramouth Academy, they're a pretty young team. They've had a couple of good wins here so far this year, though, especially in the NEKL. So what do you look at here with the matchup with Moorhilton on Friday?
Just kind of growing from what we did Tuesday night, and then for our girls, we got to actually practice against, or do a little scrimmage against them this summer. That was the only time that our girls were able to get together. So it was good to see our girls kind of, you know, get together with them. And that scrimmage was good for us as far as coaches, and we got to see what our teams were capable of. So it'll be good to get back and kind of see how they've grown as a team and how we've grown as a team, and see where we match up that way.
Well, coach, again, congratulations on that win over McLouth there on Tuesday night. Wish you the best of luck against Moorhill here on Friday. But thank you so much for taking the time. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you, Johnny.
All right, coach. Thank you. That's Zach Nelson, head coach of the Horton girls, joining us on our locker room chats. It's brought to you by Street Pro Feed and Union State Bank here on KNZA.